I was going to say this is Hitpansit, but that's the correct one, right, Alex?
And, yeah, that's Chopper, the correct
one. That's the correct one.
All I meant was Saturday's the big day. Dubai, Alex, is it. We are here. I mean, sometimes, you know, we get on the show so often and we plug these things and it always feels like months and months and months away. But then before you know it, time goes by so fast. Saturday night. I know we've got a really big UAE listenership. I say it all the time because it's real. You guys are freaking huge GTWM listenership over there. Sometimes it's Abu Dhabi. Sometimes it's Dubai. It's just UAE, just general. But if you're in Abu Dhabi, go to Dubai this weekend, man. Alex is there and it's going to be a huge show.
Ano naman ako eh, napaka-honest naman akong tao, makikita niyo naman yung sales notes. Medyo may problema yung Dubai Comedy Festival in terms of the sales because of late promotion. No? Pero tayo kasi sa Tagalog, kaya we're banking talaga on the Filipinos. Kasi Tagalog talaga siya, so ganun katiwala yung mga tao doon. So, pero ngayon, nasa mga 40% na sales. So, there was last week may nag-talk na, do you want to cancel, Alex? And nakabili kami ng ticket. So, and real talk yun. So sabi ko, please give us until Wednesday because Pinoy's our last minute. Ano. So yun.
Buyers, yeah. Really? Dubai, you would cancel though? 40% is, that's a big huge venue. You know? Yeah. That's a big venue though. So 40% is not so bad, right?
So, they're planning to, I know, but gusto natin ang gusto kasi natin okay sana para maka-repeat yung mga ibang mga, I wanna bring new set of comedians si Beba. Ayun ang promise ko sa mga comedy crew na we're gonna be, I'm gonna bring you one by one sa iba para ma-expose kayo.
Yeah.
Yun, so Dubai Comedy Festival, April 13, Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Ano yun, Dubai, www.dubaicomedyfest.ae. Mo, before we, ano, i-address ko lang yung isang issue pa sa akin na, why is yung sa mga Filipino shows ko, bakit ako lagi naka-front sa headline? Parang headliners, akala ng iba, sabi ko sa attention, sabi ko, hindi, ang talagang real story dun is some of the venues here in the Philippines, in Metro Manila, they don't wanna do a show without me. Kaya ang ginagawa ko, instead of fighting them, kasi may business side nga naman, we have to prove na kahit wala ako, people will come. Ang formula ko sana, I'm going to be the headline, pero I'm just showcasing all the comedians dun sa lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, minsan, pag nagsasabi ako na, can I comedians lang muna without me? Kasi nga, siyempre, I need to rest also. I've also had that projects. Alex, no na lang. Sabi ko, we have to cheaper na lang the entrance. Sabi niya, hindi, gusto talaga namin ikaw. So, ang ginagawa ko, binibuild up ko itong mga comedians na to para magkaroon sila ng resume na someday, kasi kailangan numbers ang mapatunayan nila na they have followers. Kasi headliners is a two-factor thing eh. Sorry, kailangan ko lang i-take.
Yeah, no, but can I give a little context? Because I have no idea what the fuck is going on. So, there are people who are being critical of...
Parang akala nila, the reason why I'm being the headline is sabi ka ko sa attention na I want to be the star only. Hindi nila alam, kaya ako ginagawa yun, I want to be the front lang para lang magpuntaan yung mga tao because of me. And then after watching, they will see other comedians doon sa lineup na deserving to watch.
Who doesn't understand this concept? This is like the concept of every movie, TV show, concert.
Tapos,
like, who doesn't get
ang kala nila, bakit hanggang ngayon hindi pa rin? Kasi yung mga venues dito, they don't want to do a show without me. Kaya ang ginagawa ko ngayon, building website, building social media presence ng iba para makonvince yung mga na may mga manonood even if I'm not there. That's why ito yung process namin na to expose these comedians para magkaroon sila ng followers to, you know, pagkait sila. Kasi at the end of the day, business ang habol ng mga venues.
Of course.
So, naiintindihan din namin. So, instead of, you know, complaining about it, ang ginagawa ko is we're doing our share here sa the comedy crew na to give them, so...
To get them the
yun ang,
exposure.
Yun ang, kasi daming may mga comments na, ikaw gusto mo maging star. Gusto mo lang ikaw lagi bidan. Eh, syempre, nakakapagod din mag-delete, di ba? So, once and for all, I'm so tired. Na-overexpose ako every Saturday and that's a bad move for me.
Yeah.
Kasi people will watch me there instead of my big show. People will... Right now, I'm so tired not because of my career. I'm so tired because of the career of other comedians. FYI, I'm paying for all the expenses of these comedians going to Singapore, going to Dubai, because that's how I'm really focused on giving them their stage time.
Nice.
Yeah, these are all paying under it my forward. Expenses. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good that you kind of opened this up, because it is, I mean, if it's something that people don't understand, here's another way to understand it. But also just kind of throwing out there that how supportive you are of these comedians and whether it be pay for it or not. I mean, it depends if somebody did it for you or not. But it's really about growing the industry as a whole.
Yes.
And that's kind of like the core of what it is. Yeah, no.
Lang kasi, katulad niyan, ako dapat ang mag-isa sa Singapore. Ako dapat ang mag-isa sa Dubai. Sinama ko yon. Sabi ko lang, kinumbince ko na meron akong kasama dito, magagaling. Sabi niya, oh, sige, pero what's the ano? Ako, sige, ako na muna mag-ano ng mga expenses. Just how confident to show how confident I am na they will do good. So yun.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Hey, wait, what about, okay, here's a question I want to ask. What about people who want to be comedians? How do they get to, I don't know, contact you, try out? I mean, obviously there's going to be auditions, right? How do you get people to contact you and say, hey, I'm funny enough for you to invest in me in the future?
Katulad niya, nag-Humor Me workshop ako last Saturday. 9 to 3 p.m. Tapos after noon, nag-interview ako ng social media manager for the comedy crew na mag-handle sa comedy crew. I'm paying them, yung social media manager. Tapos, at nung gabi, nag-headline ako. That was last Saturday. Kaya hindi tayo nakapag-podcast mo.
Yeah, no worries.
Ginagawa, open mics, meaning we're open sa lahat ng mga taong gusto mag-try ng open mics. I'm there sa open mics without pay yon. I'm monitoring all the comedians, kahit bago or yung mga ano na veterans na trying to ano improve their craft. Pagkababa sa stage, I will tell them the tips all. You remove that joke. Hey, that's an original na joke. Oy, ginaya mo yan sa ano. Oh, medyo maano ka diyan, medyo mahina pa, medyo maybe ganito. So pumunta kayo sa mga open mics namin. Those are free shows. Magpapa enlist lang kayo. And then pag nakita ko may potential, we will monitor you. We will try to assist you in terms of anong tamang direction. Andoon ako lagi sa mga open mics Monday to Thursday.
Nice.
Maabot ako ng mga 10 to 11 diyan just to see potential new comedians and maybe give them a break also.
Love
na
it.
Minsan naranasan ko na rin when I was starting.
Yeah, love it. All right, well, yeah. Hey, again, everybody, yeah. Reminder, on Saturday, Dubai, we'll talk about it a little bit more throughout the night. It is a back-to-back AMA here for GTWM. We are episode 25, year 13. Of course, Chopper is here, Alex is here, myself, the callers. We got a big lineup of shows here today. And we have too many callers. So we're going to see if we can squeeze everybody in. If not, no worries. We'll just move them to other episodes. But today's one of those packed days. And I want to thank everybody. If you are streaming live, it is playback.tv/goodtimes. Download that app. I always see the remarks of people getting really happy about these notifications that you get when we're about to go live, both on the radio and here on the podcast. It's always just to kind of see a great audience here that kind of hang out with us live. And of course, the ones that do download it on Spotify. But let's get this ball rolling. Let's start our show with Dave, who is 28 years old, and of course Dave is in Dubai. Dave, thanks for being here, brother. What's up, man?
Hi, Mo.
Hey,
Chopper,
Dave.
Alex.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Yeah, no worries, Dave. I don't care about your problem. I care, did you buy tickets for the show on Saturday?
No, I didn't, because I'm planning to go home to the Philippines.
Oh.
So hindi ko siya maabutan.
Shit. You're leaving in the next couple of days?
Yeah, because I think, Alex, the problem is nasabay siya sa Eid holiday. So,
oh,
it's a one week yun.
Yeah.
Kaya,
well, Eid is Friday, right?
It starts siya from Monday until Friday. So, isang buong linggo. So, mostly yung mga nag-work, magta-travel sila. Yun
okay,
time
and you're going,
sobrang
and you're going to the Philippines. No worries. Just tell your friends who are going to stay behind in Dubai to make sure to grab a couple of tickets to the show on Saturday. But all right, what's going on, man? What's the question? What's the problem? Tell us about it, and we'll give a take.
Yeah, sure. So I'm just going to give you guys a bit of a context sa relationship and then sa sex life. Is that okay? Then I'll just ask the question
it's
later.
It's always okay.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm married. We've been together for 10 years, married for 2.
Yep.
And alam mo, you know kung paano si Nico sa wife niya, di ba? Like yung mga, oh, I'm so lucky, my wife is perfect, my wife's really pretty.
Sino?
So that's
Nico.
Nico
does this on Instagram all the time. Where
Nico
he's
for
like,
calling. Thank you yeah. for calling.
Trust me, you're going to want to hear this story. But yes, Nico does that a lot.
I really wanted to know who, which. Oh, Nico Ramos. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, continue. Yeah.
So, anyways, that's me. I'm that guy.
You worship your wife.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. She's the dominant one in the relationship. So in the decision-making process, she has like 80 to 90% stake. And yung 10 to 20% is heavily biased with what she really wants and what makes her happy.
So you have nothing.
So, yeah, no, exactly.
You have
exactly.
no choice.
Yeah, okay. Continue.
No, but I'm happy to I don't really have an issue with that, to be honest. I'm just happy to provide and have her manage our finances in our marriage. So
yeah,
basically that's the dynamic of our relationship. I love my wife more than she loves me.
I was just gonna... This is a horrible marriage, but I'm glad that you're able to be happy about it. And I think that's what is kind of the, if not rarity, the, God, what's the term here? It's even the flaw of it is that you can find happiness in it. So good for you. I mean, just shit. That's all that matters, right? I mean, black and white, we can all just sit here and say this is a terrible relationship. But if you're happy with it, who are we to say that it's truly terrible then? But okay, so you get no say in anything.
You love your wife.
You love your wife more than she loves you, and you could recognize that. If she probably cheats on you, it's your fault. So what is the what's the deal?
Yeah. Okay. So sa sex part naman, that's not really the case sa lahat. So kapag we're facing a huge decision or may doubt siya, sa akin niya pa rin binibigay yung final say. So
after being heavily biased for the 10% that you cherish. Okay, we get it.
Yeah.
Right. Para just in case pumalpak yung main decision, ikaw yung ibe-blame.
Yeah. It's still your fault. Okay, continue.
Pag mga big decisions lang naman. So, right. Pag mga small like traveling here and there, so okay lang yun.
Okay,
wala
go ahead.
Siyang problem.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So the sex part. So my wife, hindi siya malibog. And I mentioned
like
earlier
I said,
na
the worst marriage. Like I said, this is the worst marriage of all time. But continue.
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier na 10 years na kami in a relationship. But the first 5 years, hindi kami nag-sex nung first 5 years na yun. Pero we did some other stuff. Like handjob, tapos dry humping, oral.
Amazing.
Pero walang BJ. Yeah, no BJs.
So no BJs, you just handjobs and dry humping. Okay, this is better.
For 5 years?
Yeah. Okay. For 5 years, yep.
All right. I mean,
because the first time I asked for a head, and then she threatened to break up with me. So after nun, di ko na siya inulit.
Nung boyfriend girlfriend kayo nung 5 years?
Mga 8 years bago kaming ikasal.
Okay.
Yeah, but meron mga naging close call, pero hindi siya natuloy. Kasi
ano, parang dinilaan lang yung titi mo, tapos ngayon, close call. Parang gano'n, yeah. Na-accidente lang na tumaan yung mukha niya ng titi mo nung nag-change ko yun ng position. Okay, close call.
Sa sex, may mga close call. Pero hindi namin tinuloy kasi takot ako makabuntis talaga nung mga time na yun.
Got it.
Oh, that's why you weren't having sex before marriage. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just really scared that time. So, nag-start kami when we started living together. Mm-hmm. So, dito na yun. After 6 months of living together, she told me na ready na siya to do it. So, long story short, we started doing it, pero takot pa din kami. So, sobrang worried namin. Kasi nga, di ba, nandito ka sa Dubai, tapos open siya compared to other neighboring countries. Pero I'm not sure paano yung rule nun kapag nabuntis siya and stuff like that. So, ayun, so, sobrang careful namin when we're doing it. So, tinicheck namin yung calendar, tapos nagko-condom pa, tapos nagpo-pull out pa ako kapag...
This is where the blowjob comes in handy though, pun, Dave, is because you can't get pregnant with a blowjob. You know? This is just saying. This is
exactly.
Is
that's why
perfect.
I love love blowjobs. Pero ayun nga, hindi siya masyado.
Pero may 5% influence ka lang. So,
how do you know if you love blowjobs? You haven't had one in 10 years.
Yeah, okay. Theoretically, they're amazing.
Okay.
So, ayun nga, nung tinasayang kami, it started to improve. So, nawala na yung fear. So, napapadalas na siya. Naging vocal naman ako. So, yun nga, na-brought up ko na naman yung BJ ulit. Tapos, nagtatry siya. So, I really appreciate yung mga effort niya. Kasi, noon talaga, ayaw niya talaga. Tapos, parang naduduwal-duwal pa siya. Ganyan. Pero ngayon, iba na.
Sorry, Nico. I imagine Alex naduduwal-duwal daw.
This is exactly a Nico Ramos problem as well. But anyway, continue.
No so way, ayun, Nico would call about something.
No, don't worry about it. It's a joke. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
So, ayun. Ngayon, iba na talaga. So, sobrang nag-improve na siya. So, from yung once every quarter, naging once a month, tapos nagiging once every 2 weeks na siya.
Oh, wow.
So, it's slowly starting to improve.
Hindi na siya naduduwal. So,
mga milestone yung flow.
I know, these are all milestones. Like,
so, just monitor mo, pero yung ano mo, yung cholesterol mo, wala ka pa lang dyan. Low job. Kailangan ma-monitor natin yung
puta. Blood kahit mag-skip yung heartbeat ko.
Yung ang doktor, bibigyan ka ng halter ano, para ma-monitor yung ano mo. Pero yung blowjob, it will really no. Ano,
to the date. Okay. To the date.
Every month. Naging every 2 weeks.
Pati yung araw.
Okay, alright. Continue. Okay. So,
tapos, sige. Go. Blowjob tayo.
So, ayun nga. Since it started to improve na, I wanted to return the favor. So, back to what I said earlier. Hindi siya malibog. So, she mentioned pa nga na she prefers massages kaysa sa sex kasi hindi pa niya gaano na-appreciate yung sex.
Okay.
So, ayun nga. Parang, so, in my mind, I wanted to merge the two. And then, sometime back, I read this article sa Reddit about yoni massages.
Yoni massages.
And what?
It's a vaginal massage. Yeah, it's
yeah, so
it's,
that's what.
What's the Indian
so that's
thing?
What I wanted.
What's that Indian thing again?
Kama Sutra.
Yeah, it's like a Kama Sutra move. Tantric. Okay, anyway, continue. So,
tantric.
Yeah, tantric Yadrik. Massage.
Yadrik. Tantric.
Yeah. Okay, so you tried it on her yet or no?
No, I haven't. Because I the only background that I know about it, it's the one I read from Reddit. And wala naman video tutorials dito kasi since it's restricted. So, wala talaga akong idea.
Dadalang ka ni Alex. Wanted... Pag bumili ka ng ticket sa show niya at huwag ka umuwi ng Pilipinas, dadalang ka ni Alex ng libro.
Dadalang ka ng babae.
Babae. Gago.
Para pa-call kagal. Go.
So, anyway, what's the question?
So, yeah. Ayun lang. Meron ba yung parang experience about this and tips or yung mga previous callers even that called about this one because so far parang
so okay hold on when you're doing the massage on your wife now what does this massage look like? Is this just the no hanky panky, this is the honest to goodness massage?
Yeah, yung normal lang.
Does it lead to sex at all, at any point?
Yeah,
it does. Mm-mm. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. And does your wife know about the yoni massage? Like, she is aware of what happens and what the techniques are, or you did not tell her anything about this yet?
Hindi pa. Parang I asked her if she wants to try this one, and she said yes.
Oh,
okay, she knows about it already. Okay, so knows a little bit about it. And you know, funny because we sit here and we do this pyramid thing a lot, but I mean, there's going to be a lot of kind of makeshift pyramid yoni stuff because obviously with a vagina as you kind of flip it over as a pyramid, right, you kind of as a triangle a lot of this really is, I think a lot of the massages when it comes to the vagina and all of that is really about the mood than it really is the massage, because all of it is really just the same thing you would do when you're playing with her clitoris. I wouldn't say finger blasting her because that's not really a massage part, but all of that exterior clitoral stimulation, all of the oils it's all really for show. And in the end, you're still going to stimulate her clitoris and try to get her eventually to have an orgasm. So you do the whole massage thing. You know, you get the body oils. You do her back for a few minutes. I don't know, a few minutes. Let's say 15, 20 minutes in the back. And then you do the thing. What do they say, Alex, at the massage parlor? You guys have said it before.
Happy ending.
Yeah, it's like a happy ending for girls, right? So then she turns her over.
Extra service, happy ending.
Exactly. You turn her over. You do all the oils on the top, kind of, you know, maybe sensually around the boobs. And then as you get down to kind of the vaginal area, just make sure kind of the mood is set. You know, one thing I like doing, and again, I don't know if Chopper's a fan or anything, but if you have the oil, just kind of like rub your hands kind of aggressively so you can change the temperature of the massage oil. And the temperature of the massage oil will really warm up. The thing is, you kind of have to put it on her immediately because obviously the cold air or the room temperature will cool it faster. So get the massage oil, really just kind of fucking friction the shit until you feel the temperature rising. And then kind of just in that general, Alex, like that. Exactly.
Yeah, yoni area.
Yeah, the vaginal area. That's when you kind of just ever so slightly, ever so gently place your hands on it to kind of warm it up. You don't want to make it too loud. You know, just kind of like keep the mood going. You're looking for the clitoris. Do you know where her clitoris is? Is it a very prominent clitoris?
Pronounced?
Does it kind of stick out? Yeah. Or is it hidden?
Medyo hidden siya minsan. Pero kaya medyo natatagal na ako.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Pero okay, nakikita naman siya from ano. Pag medyo tumagal-tagal ka na.
Well, yeah, when it actually has blood in it and it then kind of starts to swell. Okay, yeah. So, again, oils, mood, sensual movements, find the clitoris. You want to stimulate that in a very kind of massage-like way. I don't know exactly what the Indians do with the Kama Sutra stuff, if there's anything else, but I think it's just kind of all that. It's just not really fingering her, but stimulating that area for her to get a orgasm, preferably.
It sounds like it needs to be a very sensual, not erotic or not malibog experience.
No, erotic it is.
It is?
Malibog, maybe it isn't. It's not, you know, it's...
Well,
it's,
that's what I think about malibog.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Erotic it is. Malibog, it's not. So, erotic, absolutely. Tantric, erotic, those are all synonyms. And you kind of want to make it that. I mean, it's still...
Oh, pinapractice din. Pinapractice kasi ng lalaki yung patience niya. Kasi, ano yan eh, talagang kukontrolin mo sarili mo. Talagang, ano yan, slow movement. Kasi, dyan na siya sa lalaki. Kasi, iba yan eh. Titiisin mo talaga yung sarili mo habang nagbibuild ng patience yan.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's why you're going into the mindset, as you said, with, if this is going to be a massage, and then it's just going to have an ending that's going to be either orgasmic or very sensual, very sexual. It's not your dry humping days where you guys are fucking gyrating on each other's jeans and you have to do it kind of in this aggressive way. This is so slow. This is hypnotic. It's all of that stuff.
And is your end goal to... I don't think it's to have sex with her because you have regular massages and then you have sex. Is because I remember you saying you wanted to give back to her or... because of all the amazing blowjobs you've been getting. It's just, do you want her to finish or climax or come, whatever your term is, at the end of the yoni massage? Or what's the end goal?
Yeah, that's the end goal, basically, because I read na yun talaga yung pinaka-last mo na gagawin kapag you're doing the yoni. Yun ang nabasa ko. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think any sensual massage, boy or girl, the end goal is try to have an orgasm because that's kind of the peak of the pinnacle of this whole thing. So yeah, it's not really that much different from when you're having sex and some of the foreplay. It's just a lot more drawn out, a lot more slow, a lot more relaxing, and it'll all lead kind of towards the end there. Alex, have you ever given a sensual massage before?
Yes, two strangers. Yes. Oh, naman, kasama yan sa mga variation. Kaya kung nga, alam mo, dun mo makikita na you have to pleasure yung, dun mo matetest talaga. Kasi tayong mga lalaki, usually, di ba, ang ginagawa natin, both na masarap, dapat nasasarapan ka rin, habang nasasarapan siya, maganda, sabay, di ba? Ganun ang sex. Ito, pauunahin mo yung girl in terms of massage. It's like saying, you're the queen now. Pero alam mo naman na may reward ka later on. It's the, yung, alam, para mo, sa totoo sa experience ko, ha, mas okay yung, ano niya, yung response ng wife mo or ng girlfriend mo pagka may mga oil, may mga ano, talagang sobrang siya pabubulong ng take me. Parang ganun.
Take me to where?
Do it now. Ay, parang,
I'm parang sure you're gonna be able to find some technique on this online. CN here on the chat room said maybe use ice. Listen, ice is going to be really strong to just put it straight on the backpack, but you can use variety of temperature that I think can enhance all of this stuff. It really is sensory. Right?
Yeah.
You want to be able to use variation.
Oo, madidiscover mo yung mga pleasure spot ng wife mo na akala mo, kasi iba-iba ang pleasure, iba, yung iba, boobs, yung iba, shoulder, yung iba, back pala yung ano niya, yung iba, butt pala yung hawakan. Madidiscover mo, makakatulong sa'yo yan. Maigit mo yung mga buttons niya.
Yeah.
Ang inaasok kasi natin lagi, di ba, yung caps, yung boobs, yung pala, sa likod pala ng neck, yung pala yung ano niya, magre-react yung babae na,
the ears, like di ba, the ears yung iba.
I like that. I like it slow. Magsasabi siya talaga siya, I like it.
I like it. Galing, listen, for the record, I'm not malibog, but I like that.
Oo, parang. Kaya lang, tapos siguraduhin mo, pangalan mo, masasabi niya, ha?
Tapos ano, I think part of it is, a very important part of it is yung mag-observe ka at makinig ka sa, mag-observe ka ng body language ng wife mo and makinig ka sa mga sinasabi niya. Kasi then you'll see, to Alex and Mo's point, like the where she gets more stimulated. And also talk to her through it. See, do you like this? Is this good? Do you want me to massage you more here? Do you want more lubricant or warm? Whatever.
But can I just remind everyone, this is the world's worst marriage, okay? Just before we get all excited. If this was a guy, if this was a girl calling, right? Let's flip it over. If the girl was like, hi, so my husband doesn't allow me to make any decisions. He doesn't allow me to make anything. He just kind of goes out and just kind of dominates the entire situation. And now I want to give him the blowjob of his life and make sure that it's all fucking sensual. We'd be like, fuck that guy. As much as I really am happy that you want to reciprocate some of this stuff, just please have a little bit more, I don't know, fairness in this marriage. Yes, I hate to get it out of the yoni topic, but the way you started off what this was about, man, I'm terrified for you that you're a doormat.
But are you upset about it? Because I think he said the major decisions, he's part of it. The minor one, like traveling, paying the bills, bahala na yung wife niya. He's happy to provide, meaning the mental load is on the wife, really. Para hindi na siya worried about ano yung kailangan magbayad ng deadline ng bill, yung ganun. Is that, that's what I gathered from
that
very...
I thought he said the decisions that you were part of were like the travel ones and stuff like
no,
that.
No, baliktad.
No, it's the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. Mga travel, siya yun. So pag mga big decisions like buying houses, tapos moving apartments, kung maapektuhan siya greatly sa finances namin, I'm the one who's going to be the financing kapag sa mga... Stuff
okay,
like
good. So and you're happy with that setup. It doesn't feel like it's unfair or whatever. Because some people are okay with it. Some people are okay with, like, I don't want to take the chunk of the decision, but I just want to be the part of the major decisions, and I trust my wife to.
Yeah, I mean, listen, finances wise, my Chopper is the one that takes care of it, and she's better at it than I am. All I'm saying is, when you start with you hardly have any influence that she's followed and all that stuff, plus then, you know, you got this one blow job or this kind of every 2 weeks blow job, and this is rocking your world. I just don't want you to get so little things in this marriage, and you're overpaying back. Just kind of make sure that you're getting an equal share of a lot of things. Okay, that's all I'm saying. And then after that, man, your massages are going to be so much better. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Sure.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you, sir. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Dave.
I wonder how it's going to go. Dave, call us back after you've done it and give us some results.
With pictures.
Sa masaya, nainis ako doon sa Pilipinas. Sorry. Sa Pilipinas, nainis ako doon sa over yung oil.
Ang dami.
Dito na over yung oil, yung tatlong araw na.
Ayoko pag nila, pinapa, you know, the oil comes in a pump bottle, right? Most of the time. Ayoko oh. pinapump yung oil sa likod ko. Si Mo was like, I'm like, you know, you need to warm it up.
You know, I do that to make fun because in the massage world between Chopper and I don't get any and she gets all of them. So as a joke, I would kind of do the massage oil thing on the back as a kind of just like, okay, you know, it must be nice to be in this position. But a lot of that is really meant to be a joke. Sorry, Alex, you were saying?
Hindi, saka yung may mga, ano, may mga masayista, pag nasa common, ano ka, common, di ba, minsan may mga private room, may common, yung parang pag nagsasabay-sabay kayo ng, ano, ng masayista sa abila, pag may pumalakpak na, nagsusunuran din yun, ba? Parang, ewan ko, parang peer pressure, yung, kahit hindi ka pa,
the whole place is down.
Kasi may ganun yun eh, may ganun, may ano yun eh, parang, o kasi pantapos yun eh.
Eh, ikaw 30 minsan, minutes ka pa.
Nauna iba eh, parang, napapre- saka yung, sir, ano pong gusto niyong pressure? Hard, medium, o soft? Pag sinabi mong soft, ay pag sinabi mong hard, ay, parang walang difference. Parang niloloko ka lang dahil kasama yun sa, sir, medium or hard? Yung pala, pag sige, medium, ay, sige nga, hard nga, pag ganun, pareho rin pala.
Uh-oh.
Hard kasi ako magpamassage eh.
Yeah.
Ron says, lotion, powder, or oil. Does anybody pick powder?
That
would be awful, right?
That would lotion dry too. It all up.
Yeah, lotion would be kind of awful as maybe. I mean,
oh no, for the massage, I guess not for yoni massage. I think maybe Ron is
no, just massages in general. Like, why would anybody want a powder massage? I'm not talking about yoni because we don't have any experience
kasi
in that.
Ayaw nila ng, pagka, I had a home spa service. Some people pick the powder because ayaw nila ng oily afterwards.
So, pag tayo para ba na kaibigan mo sinabihan kayong spa na yan, may ano? May happy ending. Yung pala, clean spa siya. Yung naghihintay ka ng mga signs.
No, you know what, Alex? What happened was, our home spa service was clean, but nagkakaroon ng offers, nag-offer, magbibilang ng cash ng pera, o offeran yung therapist namin ng pera para to do happy ending for them. Home
but
service.
That comes with the territory. It's like if you get pulled over by the MMDA, everybody's going to offer, and even how would they know that you're the MMDA guy na hindi kumukuha ng pera? Like the assumption is everybody is taking it, so you're going to offer it, and then the rare moments you're gonna find the MMDA guy going no,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Licencia lang, licencia, take it. You know, you're like, whoa, what is this weird scenario we're in? I think that's kind of what happens when you do the non-hanky-panky massage, please.
Mm-hmm. Oo, yan ang mahirap sa spa pag nagbasa mga isip ka tapos napahagod. Halimbawa, talagang clean siya tapos medyo na-arouse ka yun ang ayaw mong ma-emamano yung tigasan ka habang minamasahe ka. Napaka-ano.
You could have a home massage service and the name of the business is No Happy Ending Massage and someone will still fucking ask
try
you for a fucking
well,
happy
okay.
ending.
Where do they have to be? Actually, no, they don't even have to be near your genital area to get hard, right? Because
yeah.
you could be aroused like
yeah.
with
the
your
wind,
shoulder.
The wind can blow on our dick and it'll get hard.
So kapag ka nag-ano na, sumisingit sa singit na, yan ang mga delikado.
Bakit naman masasya singit? Talaga?
May yeah, hindi, like hindi singit. Yung alimbawa sa thigh, yung inner
your
thigh.
Hamstring.
Yung pag nanuan yung balls. Diba? Yung nag-ano yung balls mo.
How big are your balls?
Yun, sign na ba yun? Sign na ba yun?
Yun na ba yun?
And then you lift. I'm sure Alex, you're gonna lift your puwet up in the air. So the balls.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, ganun kasi, di ba naka brief ka lang or minsan naka shorts na maluwag ka tapos wala yung brief. Tapos igaganon yung kabilang side. Tapos mamasahin na yung thigh. Pag masahin thigh, minsan yung daliri napapaganon dun sa.
Yeah, nagigrace yung.
Nagigrace eh tayo pa naman pag nagrace lang ng konti. Medyo. Whoa! Parang ganun.
That's a mind mo.
Yung ethics mo, magtatanong na siya. Magkakatingin na tayo ng ethics mo eh. Ano, boss? Ito na ba to? Hindi ko alam.
You know what? Okay, you know how to get a real massage without any of this bullshit? Have a massage with your wife.
Yes.
Get a massage with somebody,
couples.
With your partner, a couple's massage. That usually, even then, I bet, even then, there's going to be your rare, extra service bullshit. But most of the time, I would say a couple's massage is a pretty good indicator that we want something clean.
Oh, tama yun. May couple's clean yan.
Look at Alex. Look at the position.
Alam mo yun lang, sinasayang mo muna, ano? Ano, may na-experience ako totoo, ha? Wala pang pandemic. So, hindi talaga mangyayari ito sa pandemic. Yung, di ba, ganun niya? Pag ganun niya, bilang bumuga doon sa may sa may inuok ko yung... Binugahan ako ng hininga niya ng...
Bakit?
Para mainit daw yung... Sabi ko, grabe.
Was it good? Grabe. Nagustuhan mo?
Chopper. Chopper, tinanggal ko sa utak ko yung mga... Hindi core memory yun.
Okay, I was... Kasi hindi ko alam kung ano ibig sabihin ng grabe. Grabe na gustuhan mo or grabe, what the fuck?
Ganun talaga.
Yung ulo mo or...
Can, okay, hold on. Can
nasa taas siya ng ulo. Nasa taas siya.
Okay, can I ask a question about happy ending massage? Because I've never had one, right? Is it... Do they do all of like the hot stones? Is it a real massage and then you just get a jacked off at the end? Or is it really just bullshit? It's just like, nah, nah, nah. Okay, sir, bullshit. Turn around. Like, it's not a real massage.
Ito ang kwento sa akin. Ikaw rin mo, yung mga tanong mo rin minsan, eh, lalaglag mo rin ako. Lalaglag mo rin ako, friend, eh. Ito ang pagkakaalam ko.
Ang narinig
According
ko.
According to research, sabi ng friend ko.
Sabi ng mga bubuit.
Hindi talaga silang marunong mag-massage. Alam mo raw na, na may happy ending pag maganda yung receptionist.
Ah, okay. So you can see the outside. All right, okay, yeah. Okay, got it.
Oh, tapos pagpasok, mararamdaman mo, walang kwenta talaga yung masahe. Kasi pahit naman ikaw, di mo na mararamdaman yung masahe dahil you're looking forward. According yun, ha. But ito lang masasabi ko. Yuck.
So, okay, wait, hold on. I have a very classic boys' night out story that I've told here on the show many times. And were you with them that night after the radio show where they went to a massage parlor? Were you there that night? Okay, so here's the story. Here's the story. And I've told this before, so I'm just
Alex,
repeating
parang
it.
Kasama siya.
Yeah, just let me know because I know you had a B&O moment, and I think this was during that. So I have a guy I play basketball with, and he is a Chinese guy. You know, all these rich guys, right? These are rich guys I play basketball with at Xavier. So I get invited to this stuff. I mean, I'm not in their league financially, but you know, they're looking for a point guard. So I play basketball with them, and then after basketball, they go to
Spachol.
It? Spachol. Yeah, there you go. Thanks. They go to the Spachol. So they were nagsusumbong sila sa akin. This is not kwento. This is like putang ina mo, yung mga kasama mo dun sa Magic. I'm like, okay, what happened? So they get to the Spachol and they're lined up. I guess it's a very popular Spachol, and I'm assuming it's high end because these guys are high end motherfuckers. So they get to the Spachol and they're in line, which I don't know. Ano to, like, is this fast food, may pila, or what, or may lobby area? I don't even know what a line means in a place like this. Pero they were in line, and then all of a sudden, B&O walks in. Oh, you know, Alex remembers this. Like, This is core memory. When Alex says this is core. Okay, so they're in line. B&O walks in, and they cut the line.
Oh, parang...
Like they just take him straight to the back. They take him straight to the back, and my guys are like, "Putang ina, nangyari dito?" And then the girl, the one you said this dress.
Your receptionist, oh.
Guys, boys' night out, and boys' night out. That's all. That's all they said. Pointed in the back, walked straight in. No dilly dallying in the lobby. Maybe it's because they're celebrities. It's a certain way they're celebrities. They just went straight to the back. And I want to know, were you there that night?
Wala ako doon. Hindi ako sumasama after masyado. I'm so focused doon. Pero may kwento ako. Alam naman, ito nakukwento ko to eh. Si Kuya Jobert, ang tropa ko dati. Way back, nung nag-start ako sa showbiz, mga 2009 or 10. Magano, 2010. May piyesta sila dyan sa Kainta. Nagkayaan kami nila Kuya Jobert doon sa may Genie. Alam nila yan, Genie, isang lugar dun sa... Girly-girly bar yun. May ganun yun sa Genie. Ngayon, nakonvince namin si Ryan Bang. Ay ko, sama ka sa amin, Ryan. Sama ka sa amin. Katuwaan to, yung usapang lalaki. Usapang lalaki kami nun eh. Ang show namin. Ako, si Kuya Jobert, sa si Aaron. Sabi ko, Ryan, sama ko. Yung ko ba makilala ko? Kasi sikat to si Ryan Bang sa amin eh.
Yeah.
Sa show. Sabi ko, mag-shades ka lang. Gabi naman ngayon. Mag-shades ka, mag-sombrero ka. Sige, nakonvince namin. Pag-kotse namin, papark pa lang kami doon. Madilim yung area. Pagbaba pa lang ni Ryan, may sumisigaw na, Ryan Bang!
Oh my gosh.
Tapos pagpasok namin,
wala
may
na.
Parapol, may roulette. pag ni-spin mo yung roulette tayo, you win a prize. Tapos may mga tatak pa ng ano, alam mo, genie yung bar. May tatak na genie yung towel. Alam mo, gano'n. Yun ang pinakaayaw mo manalo.
Merchandise.
Pinakayaw
mas, may,
yeah, it's
pero ano sa labas na billboard, congratulations to Mohan Gumatay for winning our raffle.
Grand friends.
Ano, yun. Tapos din din, pag may kilala ka, mahirap na magpunta ngayon dahil pagkilala ka, dahil papapicture yung babae, yeah, makikita ka. Social sobrang media. Ano ngayon sa technology.
Yeah, you're on somebody's Instagram stories already just walking in. Yeah, it's always gonna be a bad idea. All right, anyway.
GKTV sa Santa Lucia, yun yun.
Yeah, anyway, we gotta take a break, AMA. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. We're doing a back-to-back here today of the podcast. Chopper, Alex, myself, this is GTWM Year 13, episode number 25. Back after this. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with the podcast. Year 13, episode number 25. It's an AMA back-to-back with Alex, Chopper, myself, and you guys on playback.tv/goodtimes. Again, don't forget to download the app because it's a great way for you to interact and chat with everybody. We also have a Discord. Sometimes I forget to plug our Discord, but we do have a Discord. Thousands of people over there. We kind of just want to rebuild. I mean, I think it has its kind of really busy moments and then not as busy moments. So just a reminder, it's out there. I'll do my part in trying to jump on there a bit more and interact with you guys. But it is a lot of fun. You can find the Discord link, I believe, on my Twitter. But I should probably also pin it on my Instagram somewhere so it's easier for you guys to find. Also,
oh wait, one second. It's getting a little busy there now because they're planning for a Los Angeles meetup for the GTWM podcast listeners. So go on the Discord. I think that's going to be in July. So hopefully, Alex, you'll be here by July.
Yeah, plus we did announce on the radio kind of softly, nothing too serious, but I think it totally could be a reality where Alex, Kirill, and Sam, we're all coming down over here and we'll just kind of all get together and not just do a radio show, but just hang out. It'd be great to have kind of a GTWM or Good Times generally, a whole Good Times kind of event with you guys, likely in Vegas, because obviously Kay and Yael are always in Vegas due to her family being here. And then Alex is always in Vegas because we're here. And, you know, Sam will probably just make the trip along. So that will be a lot of fun as well for that whole Good Times.
Ang maganda dyan, wala akong show ata sa Vegas pa. Pero dadaan talaga maglalaan ako ng mga vacation diyan sa Vegas. By the way, bago ng Dubai, meron nga pala akong nagkaroon kami mo ng Singapore show, theater show sa July 28 and it's nice. In Tagalog. Watch out dahil dito rin naman yung maririnig yan. Pero July 28 sa SOTA Drama Theater diyan sa Singapore, Tagalog to, so nagkatotoo. And US August 20 kaya diyan ako at mukhang ma-extend hanggang Canada. So baka mag-stay now dyan for 1 month, yeah. US and Canada na. Dude, so watch out, standby lang. Pero Dubai ngayon, Dubai. Yan.
Dubai on Saturday, everybody, in the UAE. Yes. Let's take another call here. We're going to go to Isabella, who is 30 wow. years.
Isabella.
Her name is Isabella.
Oh, I thought Isabella left the place.
Yeah. Well, no, she's in Manila, but her name is Isabella.
Oh, okay.
Isabella, you're 30 years old. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. What's going on?
Hi, everybody. Angelicopter.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, good evening, Alex and Mo. Actually, I already called the show na noong nakaraan. But yeah, it's another boy problem. But this time kasi... Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. It's a boy problem. But I really like this dude kasi because he's my friend. So... 10 years na kami magkakaibigan, basically. And I think the issue here is that he's made a pass at me kasi for like years now. And parang hindi ko siya, I didn't really think much of it until recently. Kasi I started having a crush on him.
So when you say he made a pass on you, Isabella, in the past, and hindi, I don't know kung hindi mo napansin or you just... shut it down. What kind of pass are we talking about?
Parang there's kind of like a sexual tension kasi sa aming dalawa. Although I didn't, here's the thing kasi, I used to date his friend. And when I met him the first time, ito yung guy that I'm talking about, like I found him cute, but yun nga kasi that time I was seeing his friend and then hindi kami nag-workout ng friend doon. So, but I remember like being really like kind of like physically attracted to this dude. And then we became friends, close, and then parang ginagago niya ako, parang like he would like drop hints na parang alam mo yun, parang like parang ikaw na lang yung guluhin ko, parang ganyan yung, you know, that kind of like sexual pass at you. And I don't really see anything much of him kasi at the time, kasi parang yun nga, kaibigan ko siya, kaibigan din siya nung dude that I used to date. And then
hold on one second, Isabella. Hold on one second. I gotta talk to the guys here on the show, Alex and kind of everybody else. If you make a sexual pass at a girl who is only your friend, Lex, and she doesn't block your ass, like right then and there, like meaning you guys are no longer friends. And I know this is kind of creepy and shit, but I'm just real talk. If a guy is trying to bang a girl that is only his friend and she doesn't do the no, we are friends, we are only friends, you know, like really kind of put finality to it, they literally, the guys are thinking it's just a matter of time before we fuck you.
Yep. Ano yan sa atin? Ano yan? Uy, ayos, pwede yun ah.
Yeah,
ano
your no is not a no if you continue to hang out with us. Mm-hmm. Sexually, okay? Sexually. If they're fucking like outright openly like, hey, you know, we should really fuck. And you're like, no, of course not. We're friends. But you still hang out with me? I know, again, it sounds crazy, but I am telling you what's in their head. They are now just thinking, okay, we're gonna fuck you at some point. You have to be real. Like, if it's no, you gotta fucking like cut him off. And if you because it starts becoming this, what you said, Isabella, some sexual tension, and at some point that tension is going to materialize. At least in his mind, that's what he's thinking, and maybe that's why you're on the show today, because it's about to happen.
No, no, I don't know, because I'm actually back in the province right now, so I'm not in Manila, but ewan ko ba? I did tell him naman na parang uy gagawag kasi we're friends, and then he was like, you know, like if you change your mind, ganyan. I don't know. I really don't know, honestly. Like I
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If the answer feels like I don't know,
there's a possibility.
They're going to think they're going to fuck you at some point.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think you're going to fuck him at some point.
Because it's not a flat right no. Because a no is a no. Like, kasi ikaw na nga nagsabi, may
no,
tension.
But it's not even just no, though. It's no and we cannot be friends. Honestly, that's what it is.
Kasi parang you cross the line eh. Parang whoa. Parang here. No. Yeah, you're right.
The guy crossed the line. Okay, the guy crossed the
line. Yeah.
If it's a hard no, it's supposed to be like a cutoff no. Maybe we're outdated. Maybe Chopper, myself, and Alex are a little old, and the new group of people can still be friends after some guy tries to fuck you. But I'm really just being in the mindset of a guy. It doesn't matter what age. They're always going to try to fuck you if you continue to hang around with them after they tried to fuck you.
Kumbaga, you're saying in the guy's mind, ah, hindi ako kinansel nitong ni girl.
Yeah, you didn't.
May chance pa ako.
You didn't stop our relationship. Yeah. You're now still, and then you're categorizing it as tension, sexual.
It's the same as the hurting. Yung unang saltik sa'yo, pag hindi ka pumalag, it will grow into, it's always, there's always that first attempt na dapat ini-stop na sa amin side. Ha? Sinasabi ko na yan bilang lalaki, ha? Pag pinabayaan mo kaming ganyan na uulitin namin yan. Pag alam mo, nagsabi na akong titrahin kita, ha? At sinabi mo, uy, wag, tapos ganun pa rin, tuloy-tuloy pa rin. Ibig sabihin lang yan, yung wag mo is...
In a guy's mind, it's still an opening, even though, again, dude, I know people are going to listen like, no means no, guys. We understand that. We understand that openly. I am telling you, inside their mind, they're thinking, shit, wait a minute, she's still hanging out with me. It's just a matter of time. So, again, Isabella, why are you here?
I think kasi, so again, like, it started off as that, but then it kind of changed kasi recently yung dynamic namin.
Yeah, to what?
My God.
Riddle me this. To what?
Well, he did tell me naman na parang, you know what, like, alam mo naman ako, like, he sabi niya sa akin na parang, you may know me as like a horn dog to an extent. But he was like, parang,
yeah, to the extent of my boner is what it is. Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
Sabi niya na he's not that kind of person daw anymore.
What do you mean? Like, he tried to sleep with
me. Okay, well, let's hear.
Yeah, but that was like years in the past.
Okay, so let's hear it now, though. Continue.
That was years before. So between me and him, my sexual tension kami. But recently kasi, yung dynamic namin, it shifted. So we started kind of like talking almost every day. And recently kasi my mother just died. So I feel a little vulnerable.
Yeah, clearly.
Sorry, parang iiyak ako.
Is that what that sounds like? Okay.
No, I just don't understand kasi kung ano nangyayari. And this is probably like the closest thing that I could have to a therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if parang naghahanap lang ako ng kausap, ng alam mo yon. Kasi, I mean, grieving is hard, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, like, I started having a crush on him, I think, for like, maybe 4 months now, and then I understand na yung dynamic namin, it started off as like gaguhan, like he would make a pass at me, and then eventually kasi like it kind of shifted, you know, like we start talking more and then we start exchanging messages more, and yun nga, that's how I developed a crush on him.
What kind of messages are we talking about here, Isabella?
Anything, like we mostly talk on Instagram, and then fucking childish actually, like parang like he would like send me like messages like in related dun sa story ko, and then you know like just like small talk ganyan.
Okay, so what's the question?
Bago tayo mag question tanggalin muna natin yung namatay yung mami mo kasi it will dampen everything, and it's ano, no, alam ko sa bundo mo importante yan, pero thank you for proving us correct kasi dito lang may call na nahati sa two parts na sinasabi namin no is no.
Oh, man.
Tapos, bilang, okay, continue. Yun nga, after ilang months.
After so ilang years.
So, thank you. So, no is not really no. No is maybe. Anyway, ayun lang.
And kind of, Alex, to even jump off that, and this is really terrible for us to say as guys, but they will use anything to get to what their goal is, including your mother. Okay, that vulnerability.
Yeah. Including your grief, yeah.
That
yeah.
vulnerability is like, we're animals, man. We don't care about your feelings. We are just trying to gain from that. When I say we, again, it's not Mo and it's not Alex, but just guys in general. That's why you kind of really have to be careful with them. But again, what's your question?
So, hindi pa tapos yung kwento.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I feel like, so yun nga, nag-uusap kami like almost every day. And then I feel like at this point, parang we're both at a point that parang we're like, you know, sending mixed signals to each other. Kasi I did talk to my friends naman, you know, I was like
Isabella, as much as I want your story, I cannot work with vague. What is mixed signals? Like, give me details.
Examples.
Yeah, give me details. Because a lot of this like, is like, feels like sexual tension, so, but what does that mean?
So parang, it's like I want him, but I don't want to ruin our friendship. Kasi, alam mo yun, like there's a huge part of me that just wants to say, like, why not? Like, I'll probably screw him or maybe date him or let him know that I like him. But I fear kasi na, you know, like it's just gonna ruin our friendship. And I value him as a friend. Like, talaga, like we're that close, you know. And and maybe like the minute that I decide na parang, you know, like to take that boundary off between us, then what if, you know, we're not gonna work and then I'm gonna lose him in the process. So yung question ko is basically like, do I, you know, like just go for it, or do I think about our friendship na hindi ko sisirain? You know, it's more like that. Like, and yun nga, like, insert doon na I'm grieving right now. I'm very vulnerable.
How long ago did your mom die? When did your mom die?
Anything I can get.
Yeah, when did your mom die?
January.
Okay, so yeah, very recently. Okay, and you don't have any other friends? Like, is this the only guy that you can kind of rely on in this moment of grieving?
Meron naman. Marami naman akong guy friends.
But not guy friends. Anybody. Because you're the type of person, it sounds like you're the type of person that needs people around them in these moments. Does it have to be this motherfucker who wants to fuck you?
No.
Okay,
no,
then
not
don't,
exactly.
Don't use this guy as the crutch in these moments. Because we have already established he wants to fuck you. That's the wrong guy.
Even if he said na parang I'm stepping away from that.
Don't believe that. No. If a guy wants to fuck you, they will tell you everything that you want to hear. So that it's masked and you don't think he's just here to fuck me.
Okay, now is there a possibility that he's a true friend? Is there a possibility that he does care about you? Absolutely, there is. I am just telling you, generally speaking, there are going to be guys out there that are looking for vulnerabilities. And if you're going to give it to them, they will fucking run with it. And guys are really good at being a certain level of manipulative. And you have to really play the long game with them. You have to give them the test. You have to see how long they last. You have to see how much they prove it to you before you can trust them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I agree with Mohan. Like when you need someone to talk to about your mom, about your grief, don't go to him. If you want to stay in touch and keep kind of dating him in terms of like messaging and whatnot. Yes, but don't talk about the vulnerable stuff with him. Don't talk about your grief. Don't go there with him.
Or spread it out, okay? Because, again, maybe he's a genuinely good guy. And maybe he – because right now I think we're in fuckboy mentality. And we're not getting
He's a good guy naman.
Okay, like, so, and maybe that's our fault. Okay, let me just do this. Yeah. We have not proven that he's a fuckboy. We have not. And I'm just saying don't put everything into one guy. I want you to spread it out. If you can trust him with your secrets, if you can trust him with your feelings, if you can trust him with your vulnerable moments, maybe he's not that bad of a dude. But I would like you not to put all of it into this guy, because now you give him ultimate power.
Oh, yeah,
and
diversify.
He can rip you to shreds.
Diversify.
With that information. Yeah, yeah. Okay?
Ako yung naninig kong keyword sa kanya, sinabi ng guy na, alam mo na porn dog ako, parang ganun. Alam niyang,
nagbago na ako, sabi niya.
Nagbago na siya. Yun sa akin, ha? Ikaw mismo nagsabi niyan. Alam mo, lalabas yung, yung clear thinking mo sa mga sentence mo, pero yung feelings mo naging ibabaw na, pero mabait naman siya. Pero, ito ngayon ang sinasabi ko sa'yo. Yung guy na yan, bilang employer ka na isang kumpanya, gusto mo siya i-terminate dati. Kasi, di ba, no? Termination yon. Ngayon, hindi mo na siya ma-fire? Kasi is an important part of the company. What happened? For being the, guy you want to terminate.
The answer to what happened is the company is going out of business. Her mom died. Yeah. The grieving is making her very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why we're a little bit worried
about
you.
We want to distance
that. We're just worried about you, okay?
Ito nangyayari sa'yo, girl, ha? Yung feelings mo dati doon sa guy nung ayaw na ayaw mo, that was the right feeling because that was your instinct. But yung feelings mo ngayon are the guy doing something in the middle of that na nagpabago ng feelings mo na nagpapahirap ngayon. Kasi pinabayaan mo yung guy na mabuhay doon sa binigyan mo siya ng chance para maano ka ngayon. So ngayon, nandito ka ngayon sa point B. Just remember what was your feeling nung point A. And you will have a clear
Isabella, have you fucked him yet? I have a feeling that you've actually had sex with this guy.
No, I have not. Yeah?
Nudes?
No, I have not.
Send any nudes to him already?
No, I have not.
Yeah?
Really, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
Has he sent you a dick pic?
I haven't. No, he hasn't.
Okay, I don't believe it. But
nagyaya ba siya uminom kayo?
No.
Nagyaya ba? Bakit kayo ba nagpaglumalabas umiinom?
No. Kasi whenever we're out, kasi we're hanging out with our other friends.
Pero umiinom kayo?
Together, yes, but not alone. Okay. Not alone talaga.
Okay.
So, and recently, I mean, I did start having a crush on him before pa namatay yung mom ko. And there's always been that. Parang, I was already attracted to him before, but I didn't really do anything about it nga. Kasi nga parang, he's really my friend, you know? Like, I value him so much. Like,
yung guy na sinibaw mo lang, no? Ikaw na yung cheerleader na ngayon, no? Way to go.
Well, I don't, like... I don't understand that, Isabel. Like, if I had a friend that I valued so much and we're really good friends, I would expect my friend to not hit on me or try to sleep with me because we're friends. We know, like, where we stand. We're, alam mo yun, barka, like, di ba?
Yeah, I think hindi ko siguro nakwento kasi there was once kasi nagkukwentuhan kaming dalawa. Like, yung dynamic kasi namin, like, we talk about each other's, like, parang... partners or potential partners, and then I complained to him once. I was like, you know what, like, I'm sexually frustrated right now because I try to have sex with this dude in Manila, but he had a meeting so I can't, and then we didn't do it. And then he was like, okay, hiritan mo ko ganyan. He was like ask me to have sex with you then ganyan, sabi niya.
Oh my god.
And then sabi ko, I was like, gagawa, like nakasira ng friendship yung mga ganyan. Tapos sabi niya, like, sabi niya, ikaw na mismo nagsabi sa akin, malandi ako. Like, anyway, consent from both parties is important.
I don't find this to be that big of a deal. Okay, listen, you are attracted to him. He is attracted to you. He is looking for moments to have sex with you. You are also doing your part by talking about your sexual frustration. It makes a guy who wants to fuck you, who's established he wants to fuck you, when you talk about how sexually frustrated you are, it's like an invitation for him to say something. Okay, say something. Not do something, but say something. Hoping that you will then reciprocate that conversation since you're on the topic anyway, and it would lead to sex. Mm-hmm. Does that still mean he's a bad friend? No. But you're right. You will change the dynamic. Will you ruin the friendship? No. You know why? The friendship has been ruined already.
Correct.
So you, at this point, honestly, I don't mind if you bang this guy.
My malicious intent now.
Yeah, I don't mind if you bang this guy because you're sexually frustrated. You find him attractive anyway. You've been kind of friends long enough to maybe trust him with your body. I just don't want you to fall in love. I just don't want you to be manipulated. I just don't want you to give so much of yourself. I rarely say that line because I find it to be kind of corny. But in this way, I'm going to validate it. I don't want you to give away so much of yourself to this guy because your mom died recently. Now, if your mom didn't die recently, then maybe I'm like a little bit more, yeah, just fucking go with the flow, see where it goes. I don't care. But you're in a very critical state, and I just don't want you to break a little bit more. That's all. If not for your mother, I really would just tell you, go fuck his brains out and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would give it some time.
But right now, just because I you're a little fragile and I worry about you, that's the only reason why I'm saying slow down a little bit or be more cautious. If you end up fucking this guy this weekend, though, I have no problem with that. Just as long as you know what you're... I know you're in the province or whatever. But you know, down the line, okay?
Yeah, but like how longer should I wait, though? Like,
dude,
and
see,
another question I have is like...
This sounds like you
want to
sleep with him already yesterday.
Okay, you know? When you ask me that question, well, so how long am I going to wait? You come here... You're like, I don't know if I'm going to fuck. You're like, you're ready to bang. That's why I'm asking you, did you fuck this guy already? Because it sounds like you fucked this guy already.
No, I haven't. Yeah,
okay, I know, but if you were in Manila, you'd probably fuck him this weekend, yeah?
I don't know, maybe. But like,
that's what I'm fucking saying, man. I can smell it off of you.
Yeah.
I can smell it, man. If you haven't had sex with him, you're going to have sex with him, like, immediately. When you see him next, all I'm saying, Isabella, is just don't put so much, like after you have sex with him, don't put so much of yourself into this dude. You guys are still casual. This will be casual sex. It'll be a friends with benefit situation initially by definition. And then we'll see where it goes after that. He might ghost you. Are you prepared for that?
Yeah, that's what I don't want.
Okay, then that's why.
I would hold off if you're not sure about that.
That's why I will only fuck him when I am really healed from my mother thing. Because I don't want him to bang you, then leave you, and you're still dealing with this bullshit. That's all. Okay?
Yeah, and sorry, there's one more thing.
Hurry, quickly.
Nilagay. Nireto ko siya dun sa friend ko.
Why? What? What happened?
Because I feel like parang, you know, like the longer that we talk, parang the more that I'm going to have feelings for him.
Correct.
So nireto ko siya dun sa friend ko.
Oh my God. How do you complicate this so much more?
She's in a very vulnerable situation.
Yeah, so just tell your friend that you and him are talking. She'll understand. I mean, this is all kind of fairly recently. She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Yeah, and if that girl is your friend, you're gonna want to give her also the lowdown on this other guy. Like, hey, by the way, he used to be fuck boy, not so much now.
Yeah,
he tried to date me, but I said no. So just want you to know.
Saka kung opening mo sana sa amin, ha? You know, I have this guy who I like.
Who I would fuck if I were in Manila right now. Yeah, I mean, it's all.
Parang I hate, yung simula kasi parang hate mo siya, na putang ina, parang gusto niya ako tirahin, hindi ko naman siya gusto. Yung kasi start mo, girl eh.
Yeah, and then I just said, you'd fuck him this weekend.
Yeah, sorry
like,
about that. Nag-deactivate kasi ako.
Yeah, naman.
No. It's fine, Isabella. It's just that it's very complex and it has a little bit of roller coaster. And I get it because you're in a rough patch. But that's why I'm saying be careful. This roller coaster of a story is 20 minutes, but what is it like for you? It's 24/7. So imagine the emotions. Imagine the complexities. Imagine the confusion and all of these things that's going on in your mind and in your heart and in your vagina. All of these things are fighting each other. And it can get really confusing. So instead of jumping into those feelings, jumping into the emotions, better to just step back, right? That's kind of where I would, like, get off the ride. It doesn't mean you have to leave the theme park. Just get off the ride for a second and start assessing, okay? Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the call, love. Appreciate you. Hey, what mix are you again? Are you, like, you don't look Filipino at all.
Part Spanish.
Oh, you don't look fucking Pinay at all. Like, you look totally foreigner.
Yeah.
I thought maybe like a Middle Easter or something like that. But okay. Yeah.
I get that a lot, but.
No, but I see the Spaniard. You, now that you said Spaniard, you look super Spaniard, but, sorry, Alex needs a photo and, it changes everything then, right? Oh, yeah, I can see you.
Wala, not to judge you, pero ano ka rin, ha? Magpa-check ka rin ng konti sa ano, yung the crying dun sa mommy and everything. Yung pagkwento mo ngayon na may crying, ano ka, medyo, I don't wanna judge you because of that, ano ha, pero tingnan mo rin yung, ano,
no,
yung
actually,
mental.
Actually, may depression talaga ako.
I know,
eh.
I can feel it.
I feel that's, like I have an undiagnosed.
That's me when I was
ADHD.
Having a depression. Okay. Pero I'm not an expert, no? So, please go to a professional kasi, sometimes people will not care. Sometimes they will use it as to their advantage also.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Be careful, okay?
Okay.
Naramdaman ko kasi yung
you.
Unexplainable emotion mo sa maling ano kwento.
Yeah,
yung
it's
you
just,
want to be, ano, to,
it's
so
just
that
a lot lang siguro talaga.
Pero,
and then dumagdag pa to.
So please
and
be careful.
I shouldn't even be thinking about this, you know? Because I have so many stuff to
That's what we're
here.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. Just
so you,
get
you
out
have
of,
to take yourself out of that situation. So that you can focus on yourself, Muna, and the grief
should
and all
I
that.
Should I stop talking to him, Muna?
Sure. I mean,
it's up to you.
Yeah, I don't want you to also just then get into another, like, okay, there's a void in my life, another void, and just kind of deeper fall into this depression. I'm just saying, be careful with your parts.
Don't overcrush on him, okay?
Be careful with your body parts, okay? Heart, body, all of it, okay?
Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough sleep?
I am, naman. Thank you.
Okay.
Easy, Alex.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't even trust your face, Alex. When you say, are you getting enough sleep?
I don't know.
I'm concerned.
Sure. She doesn't look Filipino at all, no?
No.
I sent you the photo. kind of surprised that.
Di nga parang di pa nga parang papunta siya sa Mexican, mga Peruvian, mga ganun. Ay, mga yung mga Latina.
She does. To me. But I was almost kind of like thinking, are you catfishing us? Because you don't look Pinoy at all. But but I see
remember
now
her.
Part.
Parang she sent this photo before or whatever. Like, but I remember this face.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Previous caller. Oh.
I think she was the one who wanted to bang that professional athlete. Soccer player who played in the U.S. Like, he's a MLS player or something like that. I think I was seeing it on the chat room here. Mm. And like some guy who plays for Dallas Yata or something like that. Was that what it was? And then, yeah. Anyway, whatever. All right, we'll wrap it up here because that's it for episode number one.
Oh my God, I'm so bitten.
We have more. There's still more. We have back-to-back episodes.
I got more. I cannot live without
everybody else in the playback room, just hang out there because we're going to close the room and then reopen it for the next episode. So you don't have to go anywhere. Just kind of hang out here. We still have two more calls. In fact, again, like I said, we've got quite a few of them, but we're just going to do two more as part of episode number 26 of this year 13. So have a great day for the recording. I mean, the Spotify group, we'll see you tomorrow. But for here right now with the live group, just hang out right there. Do not go away, and we'll be back in a little bit. Bye, everybody.
Bye.